Welcome to Kids Aloud. I'm sitting here with Bowser, and we're going to talk about what today?
Hi.
What are we going to talk about today?
The doggy.
The doggy. Okay. And what do you want to share with the listeners about your doggy?
I want to share that he's a really kind dog. He's really playful, and he's not happy when you're not happy. He's a loving and caring dog.
Oh, that's good. So, when you said he's not happy when you're not happy, what does that mean?
He feels bad when, you're feeling sad or something's wrong.
So, you think that the doggy can tell if you're happy and excited, and then he's happy and excited? And then if you're feeling sad, he's sad too? Is he sad, or is he just trying to, be calm and be with you?
Yeah, he's trying to be calm and be with you. And sometimes he'll try to cheer you up.
Oh, that's really nice. Do you think that the dog can tell, even if you don't have words for it, the dog can tell what you're feeling?
A little bit, yeah.
And do you remember when you didn't have a dog? What did you feel when you were sad when you didn't have a dog?
I just felt, sad, and I didn't think there was anything that could cheer me up.
But now, when you get sad, you get cheered up by the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Does the dog make you feel calm?
Not really, because he's always really excited to play or something.
Okay, what about, you've talked about anger before. How does the dog help you with your anger?
Well, he, plays with you and stuff, and then you forget all about your anger, or my anger.
Okay.
Or whoever's anger.
So do you think that other families that might have kids who are struggling with feeling upset or angry or sad might want to think about getting a dog?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you help out in taking care of the dog?
I feed him and I give him water, but...
Everything else is on who?
You.
Are you going to start, as you get bigger and bigger, help out with the other stuff?
Yeah. I also play with him. That's the thing I do the most.
Well, don't you think that that's what they need? If they were just sitting in a house and sitting alone, that would be sad for them, right? So, playing with a puppy or a dog is pretty important, right?
Yeah.
So, do you think a dog is like a kid?
Yeah.
Do you like it if I play with you?
Yes.
Do you like it when other adults play with you too?
Yes.
Do you like it when we leave you alone?
No.
What about playing with friends? Do you like to play with friends?
Yeah.
Right? And your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog likes to do all those things.
Yeah, the dog likes to play with everyone that you like to. So one thing that I noticed that once we got a dog, you started to pretend to be like a dog.
Yeah, because I really want to be like the dog.
What makes you feel like you want to be like the dog?
Well, he's a good, nice, fluffy dog.
He's a good, nice, fluffy dog. Aren't you a good, nice, fluffy kid?
I'm not fluffy.
Well, you got fluffy hair a little bit.
Yeah.
But are you a good, nice, fluffy kid?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how good you are?
Yeah.
Do you know that you're special and you're loved?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do the adults help you know that? The dog help you know that? How do you know that?
I know it because of you, the dog, and the dog.
Yeah? Anyone else?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. What else about the dog would you like to share with the listeners?
That he's a good boy.
What does it mean to be a good boy? And is it important to be a good boy even for you?
Yeah, because he does most of the time unless he's really excited, but otherwise... does the thing that you want, and he's a really good dog.
Yeah, but I asked for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good boy. Does it make you feel not very nice to be called a good boy?
It makes me feel good.
Okay, but then what's the opposite of good boy?
Bad boy.
What do you think that, how does that make you feel if someone would say that?
It would make me feel mad.
Mad? What about sad? Do you get called bad boy?
No.
What do you get told instead?
That's the wrong choice. And then the dog says that's the wrong choice or something by nipping my finger.
Okay. So what about, how do you know that the dog likes being called good boy?
He likes it, and then he follows you, and then he also thinks that you're going to give him a treat.
What about wagging his tail?
Yeah, and then he wants to play with you and give you hugs.
So what are ways that humans can express that they are happy like a dog? Instead, we obviously don't have tails to wag.
You could draw, you could tell someone, you could play, and you can get super excited, you could...
Yeah, so what are ways that you let somebody know when they're feeling sad that you are there with them and you feel like that with them?
I try to cheer them up like our dog.
What else do you do? Do you do anything else? Do you say, are you okay?
Yeah.
Or do you come give hugs sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? I know that when I hit my head, what did you do right away? You came and gave me a hug.
Yeah, and the dog, he felt bad for you, so he walked and he slammed his face into the box.
No, but that's so, but it's, so you see how you are similar? You may not be a puppy, but you know how to make people feel better too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty awesome, you know? You made me feel super special and loved when you did that. It's really nice of you. You're a really good person. You know that? So what can we tell the listeners about a dog if they're thinking about getting a dog for their kids? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
And you think it will help them feel happy and feel like they're not alone?
Mm-hmm.
And you love the dog a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best things that we've done for our family. We were struggling with some like emotions and anger. A lot of the emotional stuff has kind of softened ever since getting a dog. So it's pretty cool. We got a rescue. We would encourage everyone to get a rescue if they are, because there are hundreds of thousands of dogs that need a special home, and they're incredibly loving and they add something new to your life, right? All right. Well, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it, and we hope that you enjoyed our conversation about kind of dogs and coping and support and love. Just from dogs and humans and all kinds of things, right? Okay. Bowser's barking like a dog now. All right. Thank you. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.